Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
Now look here.
Airline Highway by playwright Lisa D'Amour is an ode to the outcasts that make life a little more interesting. In the parking lot of the Hummingbird, a once glamorous motel on New Orleans' infamous Airline Highway, a group of friends gather. A ragtag collection of strippers, hustlers, and philosophers have come together to celebrate the life of Miss Ruby, an iconic burlesque performer who has requested a funeral before she dies.
And everybody is going to feel beautiful at this party, you hear me? Everyone is going to feel beautiful because everyone going to realize that each one of us is responsible for holding up a very special part of the universe. And without each one of us, the universe would just come crashing down.
Directed by Joe Mantello, Manhattan Theater Club's presentation of the Steppenwolf Theater Company's production of Airline Highway is running at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater in New York City through June 7th. The play co-stars K. Todd Freeman as Sissy Nana. Freeman has been a member of the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago since 1993. The Obie Award-winning theater, television, and film actor has earned a Tony nomination, his second, for Best Performance by an Actor in a Featured Role in a Play for this performance. K. Todd Freeman joins us now. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you.
How did you decide to become an actor? We'll start at the very beginning. When did you begin performing?
When I was a kid, like 11, the Alley Theater in Houston, Texas, which is where I'm from, had a training program for school-age kids. And my eldest two sisters had done it. My eldest sister did hers. I mean, she was a senior in high school. My middle sister, who's like 5 years older than me, she did it. She was about in third or fourth grade, and she freaked out when she realized that they had to be in front of people, so she didn't stick around. So by the time I was in sixth grade, and I was asking my mother if I could do it, she's like, no, well, Elizabeth, you know, it didn't work out for her. But I was in school choir in sixth grade, and we played Noah in our little choir thing. And so my mother finally said, okay, you can go. So I did that for 3 years for junior high. Competed in lots of, like, you know, speech tournaments and UIL forensics things. And then I went to Performing Arts High School. And then I went to the North Carolina School of the Arts, where I happened to meet the director of this play, Joe Mantello. So we've known each other for quite a long time.
That is a long while. You've been a company member at Steppenwolf since 1993. How did you find your way there?
Well, I was living in L.A., and they held auditions for a play called The Song of Jacob Zulu that they were going to do at Steppenwolf, which had that singing group that was with Paul Simon called Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Yeah, and so I got that part. Don Cheadle didn't. And because we were both at the audition. We did it at Steppenwolf, and then we took it to the International Arts Festival in Perth, Australia for a month, and then we went to Broadway for about 3 or 4 months. And then right when we were on Broadway, they asked me to join the company.
And you got a Tony nomination for that performance?
Yes, I did.
What are the benefits of staying with the company, of working with Steppenwolf for so long?
Well, what's so great about that place? Well, there are a few things. One, you always have an artistic home, because once you're in, unless you want to take yourself out. And then what I found the most beneficial is that there are a lot of really great actors there. And being in the room with them, I've just learned so much over the years, like Laurie Metcalf, John Malkovich, Gary Sinise, John Mahoney, and people whose names no one probably knows, but they're just like really, really beasts on the stage. And just being in the room with people who've known each other that long and know how to communicate with each other very well. And so by now I've also grown into that. But just watching them work egolessly and fearlessly has been really phenomenal.
The show we're talking about today, Airline Highway, started at Steppenwolf and now it's a Manhattan Theater Club. Yeah. It's a new show. Not a lot of people will be familiar with it, obviously, because it's like developing and growing right now. Could you tell us about the show?
It's set in New Orleans by, written by Lisa D'Amour, who is a long time, well, she pretty much grew up in New Orleans, but she wasn't necessarily born there. It's set in a transient hotel, motel. From the airport in New Orleans to downtown, there was a highway that ran that length, and they called it Airline Highway. And along this highway in the 40s, 50s, there were all these motels sprung up. And they were great hotels, little motels, restaurants, dance areas, cocktail lounges, and really nice. But then when they built Interstate 10 to come in, it took care of that. So like Route 66 or all the other many places, they just kind of fell apart. So nowadays, it's just transient places, and it's all dregs of society live in these places now. And it is based on a real hotel called the London Lodge. So there's some strippers, drug dealers, people who work in the quarter, drag queens, all sorts of people lived there. And so this play in particular is this on this day of the play, the matriarch of this motel, a woman named Miss Ruby, she's like in her 80s and she's dying. And she had once said that she wanted to have her funeral before she died so she could hear all the nice things people had to say about her. So the rest of us who are permanent residents at the motel are throwing her this funeral party. So basically act one is the setup and act two is the party. My character is Sissy Nana, who I call a boy girl. Other people may say a drag queen, but I just think he defines himself quite not so specifically. But he is a caretaker. He's someone who tries to hold everything together so it doesn't fall apart at this place, because sometimes things can get kind of out of hand amongst all these characters. He, along with another character named Tanya, are trying to throw this party.
And how is Sissy Nana similar or dissimilar to you? What are the windows into the character that helped you access it and develop it?
Well, I don't dress like a woman. Not that I think of. Well, I guess the best thing I'll say, the character was based on a bounce artist from New Orleans called Big Frida. And Big Frida presents himself, you know, from the neck up, female, and from the neck down, male. And so that inspired me to sort of pay homage to all those people. As I said, I call them like boy girls who are just their own creations, people I've been to school with, people I've known. And they also felt very Southern to me. I am from Houston, so it was, and having been around these people from time to time over the course of my life, I wanted to make sure it really paid homage to that Southern, just sort of randomly thrown together out of the, you know, whatever you had. You don't have a lot of money. They often were like thrown out or ran away from home when they were really young, so they've been scrabbling since they were really, really young. And so what they have is the best that they can put together, but it's not grand ever, you know. Who they are is the best they can put together, and it's not grand as well, you know, internally. So to me, I was just trying to stay really true in homage to those people who never really get represented in any sort of literature.
Is that the main challenge of the role, or are there other challenges that you could describe for us?
Well, the main challenge of the role is running around in 5-inch heels.
That'll do it. Yep, that's terrible.
You know, and I'm getting on in age, so, you know, I put on those wigs and I just immediately start sweating, so I'm like sweating for 2 hours and 15 minutes every night. And I have a lot to say, so it kind of trashes my voice a little bit. But so it's physically really difficult. It's emotionally really fun, not necessarily easy, but I enjoy being out there, but it's a workout every day.
How do you decide what roles you'll play, what you want to tackle, what you're going to go after next?
You know, I've always been uber picky, like sometimes too picky. I sometimes take the jobs that don't pay, you know, as well. I don't work for free. But the jobs that don't pay as well, sometimes just because I like the project more. I remember one time, a long time ago, one of my agents said, but it's by the people who did Married with Children. That's the Al Bundy thing, right? And I was like, yes, no, I'm not going to go in for that. I wasn't impressed. It wasn't you. I wasn't impressed by that. You know, and some people would have been really impressed by, oh, and I don't think the show went anywhere at all. But yes, I get a little bit too picky. But I just have to like something about it and something about its integrity on a certain level.
That said, you did have a recurring role on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, mm-hmm. which is a cult hit. Joss Whedon's auteur of his genre. How was that experience working on the show?
That was great, because I only was supposed to just do this one episode, and then they liked me enough that they just kept me around for a few more. And then I had to go off and shoot a movie, the Cider House Rules, so they had to kind of get rid of me. But it was great. I had a good time, because I just got to play. I could do anything I wanted. My cousin got mad at me, because on one episode I ate popcorn and sucked a blow pop, and she said vampires cannot eat anything but blood. So she was really angry that I she was really angry that I was able to play around and do what I wanted.
She's like, there's a lot of integrity to the story. How was Cider House Rules?
Cider House Rules was great. I had a great time. It was like going to summer camp. We shot up there in lower Vermont, and some scenes in Maine, but I was in Vermont on this apple orchard for 6 weeks, and we all stayed in the Econo Lodge, and it was great. But it was so beautiful. It was like the leaves were changing, and it was great people to work with. Lasse Hallström, the director, was awesome. I mean, everyone, it was great. It was literally like being in fall camp.
And sometimes I imagine projects aren't that fun.
Yeah.
What have been some of your other most memorable experiences, some of the most fun or most fulfilling work you've done?
The one that comes to mind is when at Steppenwolf that it was a stage adaptation of A Clockwork Orange that Anthony Burgess, who wrote the novel, also wrote the stage version. And I think only the RSC had done that version previously. So we did it in Steppenwolf in like 1994, 95. And that was memorable because I still have scars on my body from that production. I played the Malcolm McDowell part. It was really, really hard. There were like 30 stage fights in it. And I went to the emergency room 3 times for various and sundry things. It was really, really hard, but really, really great. That was wonderful. And there's another playwright that I love called Terrell McCraney, who's just a genius. He's in our company as well, and he's a young black playwright. And he's burst onto the scene and writes really, really great characters, and kind of like the characters that, you know, Sissy Nana would be a part of, because he's from Miami, and he likes to write about these southern black people who are different than, for instance, the August Wilson types. They're the northern blacks who are, it's a different rhythm, it's a different sound, it's a different heritage. And for some reason, I've clicked into Terrell's more than I click into August's, the rhythm of the language. And I guess it's just historically from like who I am, where I grew up. Anyway, so I like his writing. We did a play called The Brother-Sister Trilogy at Steppenwolf that he wrote that is 3 plays that span the lives of this particular group of family of characters. And I really, really enjoyed that. Oh, and I have to say Angels in America, which is also a genius play that did by Tony Kushner.
Which you did regional or?
I did at the Mark Taper Forum, and it was the first time that both plays had been done together. And he was writing Perestroika, this part, which was the second part of it, mm-hmm. as we were doing that. So, and then I left that to do The Song of Jacob Zulu on Broadway, because I'd already promised to do that. But that was a wonderful, genius experience. I love working with Tony.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today, and good luck with those heels.
Thank you very much.
K. Todd Freeman plays Sissy Nana in the Manhattan Theater Club's presentation of the Steppenwolf Theater Company's production of Airline Highway, running at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater in New York City through June 7th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.